Hello, everyone. This is Minhee Teacher from Readmaster. Today, we are finishing The Girl Who Drank the Moon with Part 5, Hope and Home. In the final part, the main paths come together. Luna understands her power more clearly. Zan faces painful truth. Antane, the woman in the tower, Glurk, Phyrian, and the people of the Protectorate all face the old story in different ways. A simple ending might say, the good characters win and the bad character loses. But this book is deeper than that. The ending asks, what can be restored? Restore means to bring something back or make it whole again. Let's explain the ending in an easy way. Imagine a glass bowl that has been cracked. You cannot pretend the crack never happened, but you can look at it carefully. You can repair it. You can learn to hold it with more care. The community in this book has cracks made by fear, lies, grief, and silence. The ending does not erase those cracks, but it begins repair. Luna's magic is important, but her choice is even more important. Power is not just something a character has. Power is something a character must use responsibly. Luna must decide what kind of person she wants to be with her power. Reunion is also important in this part. A reunion means meeting again after being apart. Reunions can be joyful, but they can also be painful. Why? Because the characters remember what they lost. Hope and grief can stand in the same room. This is one of the strongest ideas in the ending. Hope does not erase grief. Hope means people can still move forward with truth, memory, and love.
Let's learn 5 useful words. First, choice. A choice is a decision between possibilities. Luna must make a choice. Second, reunion. A reunion is meeting again after being apart. Several families experience reunion. Third, grief. Grief is deep sadness after loss. The story does not erase grief. Fourth, hope. Hope is the belief that something better can happen. Hope grows when truth is shared. Fifth, restore. Restore means to bring something back or make it whole again. A truer story can help restore a community. Now, let's practice shadowing. Truth becomes action in the ending. Luna's power comes with responsibility. Reunion can be joyful and painful. Hope does not erase grief. A final story can repair an old story. Excellent work. Here is your final reflection question for the whole book. Can a community heal after believing a harmful story? Thank you for reading with me through this 5-part lesson series. Keep your questions open, keep your voice clear, and keep reading the original book for yourself. See you in the next Readmaster lesson.